I just mentioned that over the weekend, Twin Cities Public Television's public affairs program, Almanac, did a great job at giving context to COVID-19 in Minnesota. Kathy Werzer, the host, interviewed Dr. Michael Osterholm. These things are available at their website. And Mary LaHammer covers government and legislative news. And she joins us now with some breaking news, you said, Mary. Is that right?
That's right. I was just able to confirm with the governor's office that he will not, repeat, not be issuing a shelter-in-place order. He is still considering it. He spent the morning on a conference call with business leaders. He's trying to work through the ramifications when and if he does this, but it will not happen yet today.
Okay. All right. That is great. Great to know. But of course, we are telling people, if you can, stay home, stay safe, and all of those things before that kind of thing happens. Get used to it kind of in your day-to-day life. Mary, I was so interested in the story that you presented on Almanac this week. You've been connected to and covering leaders in our state for a long time, and you talked kind of personally about how people in your life are scared, and they were asking you if you were nervous about how the state is handling this right now. What's your response to them?
Yeah, I have kind of an interesting backstory in Minnesota politics. My father was a political reporter before me. My dad, Gene LaHammer, worked for the Associated Press for 35 years. So I've been walking, talking, breathing Minnesota politics and at the state capitol since I was born, basically. And so, you know, we're a family that always has a lot of information. And I have a really big, diverse family. My father raised us all as a journalist. He never told us what to think and what to believe. He just told us to think and believe and stay informed. And so he has created an incredibly politically diverse family. And I always say my large family is the perfect focus group. They actually predict every election because I have every stripe of politics possibly imaginable. And I often go to them, and they're kind of my touchstone on what Minnesotans are thinking and where people are at. And I started to hear some real concerns from my family. This is a grounded, educated, informed group of people. And they were scared. And some of them were saying to me, you know, why shouldn't I be scared? Why aren't you scared? And I said, you know, frankly, I've been covering Minnesota politics and covering all these leaders for decades, for more than 20 years. And I started to tell them about, you know, the background in watching first the health commissioner. She, Jan Malcolm, worked for Governor Jesse Ventura, the Independence Party, you know, pro wrestler turned governor. He was governor in 9/11. And I watched Jan Malcolm lead the health department when people were really scared almost 20 years ago in similar situations in a lot of ways in 9/11. I went back and reviewed the show we did together. At the time, the governor came on public television and did a statewide briefing. And then I actually did a debrief interview with Jan Malcolm, very much like we're doing fast forward 20 years. And she is really kind of a calm in the storm. And not only did I watch her through Governor Ventura, but then I watched Governor Mark Dayton pull her back into action when there was this rash of nursing home abuse cases. The Star Tribune did some really heavy, tough investigative journalism on nursing home abuse. And the governor knew he had a problem, so Governor Dayton pulled Jan Malcolm back to state government, back to lead the health department. And then when Governor Walz took over, he asked her to stay, and she has stayed on through that. So she is bipartisan, universally, really, really well-respected. And I thought that was part of the story we should tell, along with another commissioner, too. But I'll let you jump in. I'm talking too much.
No, not at all. So then we can, you know, I'm still seeing online some people thinking that's the state, the nation is going overboard on this. You know, we hear a lot of false information out there, but you trust what Jan Malcolm is advising to the governor right now?
Well, you know, journalists are taught to be skeptical. Trust is probably a heavy word. You know, the phrase my father always used was trust but verify. So she has never misled me. I've known her for more than 20 years. She has been a really credible source of information. The other source of information we're getting a lot from is the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Steve Grove. That was the other commissioner that I did a deep background and profile on, because he's been leading this unprecedented, historic number of claims for unemployment insurance. the governor through executive order, as he's governing right now, largely through executive order with the legislature in recess. The governor had issued a proclamation allowing immediate unemployment benefits instead of the usual waiting period. And so the person who is charged with administering this is the Commissioner of Employment and Economic Development, and his name is Steve Grove. And I think, you know, a year or two ago, he wasn't very well known in Minnesota, but globally very well known. I thought his background was also very relevant. Steve Grove founded, created, and headed up YouTube News and Public Affairs. Then he went on to Google and was the head of Google News. He advised the White House at the time. He had traveled and led globally on issues of journalism and politics and information, and decided to come back home to Minnesota. He grew up in Northfield, Minnesota, as he says, and, you know, if you've ever driven by the sign there, home of colleges, cows, and contentment, had kind of an idyllic childhood, and then traveled the world and, you know, globally really standing out in the world of news and technology. Came back home to raise his kids at home. And so he is back now working for the Department of Employment and Economic Development. Again, really deep resumes. These folks are not making a ton of money compared to what they could make in the private sector. So it's very interesting seeing these leaders under pressure, along with the governor as well. You know, I was joking the other night on Almanac at the Capitol, which I know you also watch and are great about talking about. Yes. We had Commissioner Grove on, and off camera, he noted when the governor was talking, he was watching some tape of the governor, and he said, "Oh, there's the football coach." And I said, "Yeah, I've been watching all these layers of the governor's background as well. You know, he was a high school football coach. He was a soldier. He was a teacher." So I think you are seeing, as we're all watching these daily briefings, the layers and background of experience that come to the fore in times of crisis.
I also think it's reassuring that Governor Walz has experience in Congress, too, and in Washington, and understands that system as well.
Yeah, because the interplay between the federal and state government is just huge. When Vice President Mike Pence came to town and toured 3M, you know, Governor Walz said, "Hey, I know you from governors. I know you from D.C. We go way back." So I think that, you know, this interplay between federal and state government is so, so important right now. And not only does Commissioner Grove know and had advised the White House previously, but yeah, you're right. Governor Walz had been in Washington as well.
The work that you are doing as a journalist to keep everybody updated is really important. We thank you for that. You are staying healthy, and how are you going about your job, and how is it different right now?
It's really different. I am trying to work from home as much as possible. I'm really happy my two large labradoodles have stayed quiet thus far on this phone call, because I don't know that they're delighted to have me home and working nonstop. I have been working easy 12, 14, 16-hour days remotely, and, you know, technology is helping us absolutely a ton, various different means. Even the governor's briefings were able to join remotely. I do go in person sometimes as well. I was in studio live Friday night to host Almanac and our coronavirus special that we're also offering up statewide on radio and TV. And then we did still last week broadcast Almanac at the Capitol from the state capitol. And in all these shows, we are militantly practicing social distancing. We are staying 6 feet away. We actually aren't using lapel microphones. We've been using a lot of handheld microphones because they're large and they're easy to wipe down. On Almanac at the Capitol, we had a separate microphone for every single guest. They were sanitized before and after. We pared down our crew. So just heroic efforts by all the people behind the scenes. You might see my face out front. But what folks are doing behind the scenes, the producers and photographers and editors and audio folks and directors, absolutely amazing. Every person on our crew is doing about 3 times the work right now because we had to pare down our crew so significantly.
Yeah. So again, Mary, you did break the news to us that today is not the day that the governor is going to declare a shelter in place. He will not be doing that as 2 o'clock press conference, right?
Correct, yes. And I should say not yet.
Yeah.
He is certainly considering it. And very much like he did with schools, where he didn't think he was going to close schools for 2-3 days ahead of time until he did. But he wanted to talk to stakeholders, wanted to make sure that daycare was available in schools and that meals were still available before he closed schools. Very much like bars and restaurants, wanted to make sure unemployment insurance was available immediately to all the people affected by the closure of bars and restaurants. So he is going through the same thing right now on a full closure, basically, of the state, a shelter-in-place order, which he is considering. He spent the morning with business leaders. I did speak with one person who was on that call and said, you know, the governor's still trying to figure it out. He wants to figure out the ramifications of these major actions before he takes them.
Well, it's uncertain times. How are you getting ready for Wednesday's show, or what are you seeing in the week ahead in terms of the news you'd be covering?
Yeah, I think, boy, it's just day by day, hour by hour. We have no idea what's ahead of us. We do know, you know, every day we're expecting these 2 o'clock briefings. That tells us something from the health department, where we're at on cases, where the governor's thinking is at on executive order. We are awaiting word from legislative leaders if they indeed will return into session this week. They are hoping and planning maybe mid or late week to come back in and really weigh in on the legislative level. There are some concerns, particularly we've heard Senate Republican Majority Leader Paul Gazelka concerned that the governor is taking kind of unilateral and unchecked action. And he said, you know, the Senate's ready to come back. So I think he's eager to come back and maybe restore some balance of power. These are big, heavy questions. You know, I talked about kind of layers of constitutional questions about balance of power and what the governor can do on his own and what any executive can do on their own and what the legislature needs to do. There are certain things the legislature has to allocate money. They are, you know, some are questioning how much the governor can do all by himself.
That's Mary LaHammer from Twin Cities Public Television. You can see Almanac and Almanac at the Capitol on the statewide public television stations and also at their website, tpt.org. Mary, thanks for your time today, and we appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for staying on the air and informing people.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. This is the extra edition of the Monday Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in today. Heard from some folks who heard us earlier talking to Michael Small about the daily email he is sending out as a minister. If you want to know about how to do that, you can give us a call at 800-662-5799.